I'm Andrea Murray, and this is Northwest Previews. For any arts organization, the first performance of a new season is always a big deal. But this weekend's concert by the Oregon Symphony is nothing short of historic. It's the first in their 125th season, and it's their first under their new music director, David Donsmeyer. It's also the first with a new acoustic system recently installed in the concert hall. But more than all that, this will be the OSO's first concert in front of a live audience at the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall in over a year and a half. And because the OSO is the region's largest and one of its most renowned classical music organizations, a lot of people are thinking of it as something like the Portland classical music scene's unofficial post-pandemic reopening ceremony.
I remember the first rehearsal, first 5 minutes or so. I was like, they sound like the Oregon Symphony.
Maestro David Donsmeyer.
This is a fantastic orchestra, very professional organization. So I came with, pretty big expectations, but they were completely exceeded. You know, that the orchestra would come back together and just sound like a complete orchestra and just be so prepared. People kept practicing and working and investing themselves and keeping their skills up and then playing together like, they had maybe not seen each other for like 1-2 months. Very, very impressive. Very, very wonderful.
The concert opens with a fanfare commissioned from Portland composer Kenji Bunch. The program includes another contemporary work by the American composer Gabriella Lena Franck. But the main event is undeniably a complete performance of Gustav Mahler's Symphony No. 2, the appropriately subtitled Resurrection Symphony. It's about life and death, and especially the hereafter.
It's always an ambitious project to do the Resurrection Symphony. Coming out of a pandemic, being in part still in a pandemic, it is extra ambitious. The piece obviously stands with the name, like a Resurrection Symphony, for this resurrection that we are feeling in some way, going back on stage, feeling this energy again, feeling the passion, the emotions again, to be together in the hall. I think for us it's a vision to bring the orchestra, to bring the arts back with a big impact.
The piece requires a large orchestra and vocal soloists and a chorus who sing in the original German about rising into a world of light and bliss. The orchestra and the chorus will be in pretty tight quarters, so everyone will be vaxxed and masked, except for the wind and brass players when they're playing. Even the singers will be wearing masks especially designed for them. Maestro Donsmeyer says yes, he could have chosen something a little less monumental for this weekend's opening concert, but he wanted the program to stand as a glorious reminder of what we've all been missing.
My favorite performances that I went to as an audience member, where performances were emotional, where the stage feels like it's this boiling entity, where you're like, are they really going for it that much? Are they really My hopes are that we manage to create these passionate, emotional, and completely engaged performances on stage that really move an audience with enthusiasm and with love, so that the audience will have the feeling they have been at something very special for them. I think that's the most important thing always.
And here's something I haven't been able to say in a while. The Oregon Symphony performs live at the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall this weekend, opening their 125th season. They'll be conducted by their new music director, David Donsmeyer. They'll be joined by the Oregon Repertory Singers and the Portland State Chamber Choir, soprano Susanna Phillips and mezzo Sasha Cook. By the way, like most of the performers on stage this weekend, audience members are also required to wear a mask and provide proof that they're either fully vaccinated or have had a recent negative COVID test. There's more information at orsymphony.org or on the allclassical.org calendar. I'm Andrea Murray, and I hope you can join us for a new edition of Northwest Previews next Friday morning at 8.